Hey, Bible readers, I'm Tara Lee Cobble, and I'm your host for the Bible Recap.
Wow, we are so glad you're here. We've been blown away by how many people want to read the Bible. We love it. You've already encouraged us so much through your feedback and by sharing this podcast with your friends and family and pastors. So first of all, thank you. Second of all, please forgive us. You've been so patient with us in our growing pains and with the various technical difficulties across different apps and platforms. And if you haven't had any technical problems, thank you for bearing with us across our various social media platforms as we've repeatedly tried to solve the problems others are having. We're grateful for all of you. And thanks to you, we've been the number one podcast all year in the religion and spirituality category on Apple. We've also reached number four in all categories, despite the fact that half of you haven't been able to download on that app at all. Somebody said Joe Rogan might be behind all the glitches Apple's having because he's just trying to keep us from taking over his number one spot. So come on, Joe, help us out. We need Apple to work again. Since we have had so many questions from our listeners lately, we want to address them in a place where we can reach the largest number of people at once. Even if you haven't had any problems, we'd still love for you to give this your attention because you might have these questions in the future or know someone else who does and you can help them. Here are nine new frequently asked questions. Question number one, have you posted any new episodes this year? Why aren't they loading on my app? If you're asking this question, you're almost certainly using the Apple Podcast app. We load our episodes every single day a few hours after midnight Central Time in an app called Podbean, and they send it to other apps from there, so there could be a delay. But rest assured, we never take a break and we never plan to. We've actually preloaded the future episodes. If you haven't received any of them at this point or all of them, there's a problem and the problem is almost certainly, without a doubt, the app you're using. And while we can't solve that problem for you, we want to tell you how to circumvent it, even if you can't solve it. Lots of you have switched apps because of Apple's glitches. These glitches aren't just happening with our podcast, but with lots of podcasts. Unfortunately, the problem manifests differently on different phones and different updates, so there's no universal solution. We're just hoping and praying that Apple solves the problem quickly. It's chaotic right now, and the hacks that work for some people don't work for others at all. So we've been trying to make suggestions, but we've hit a wall. All we know to tell you to do is to report it to Apple Podcast. Hopefully, this will prompt them to start solving it, but so far, they're pretending it isn't happening. Some people are having problems on other platforms too, not just Apple. So if that's you, please consider switching podcatcher apps. If you're using the Bible Kneecap too, you may want to choose an app that supports both TBR and TBK, so you don't have to use different apps for each. More on this in a minute. Podbean is our source app. What that means is, Podbean is where we personally log in and upload every episode, and they send it out to every other app. So every episode is always available on Podbean. If you don't see it in your Podbean app, try refreshing the app or going to the Podbean website on a browser. If you have an issue with either, we suggest opening a ticket with Podbean so their tech support can help you. Because the episode has definitely been uploaded. It's there. We want to make sure you can get it. If you've gotten discouraged or fallen behind because of these glitches, don't let the man get you down. Consider this your invitation to find a new app and jump back in. It's always the right day to start or restart. You can even double up on days if you want to catch up to our current schedule. Question number two. Can you take down the old episodes from last year so I don't have to scroll so far back? This is confusing. Okay, there are three parts to this answer. A, we have a lot of people going through the Bible reading plan who started at all different times of the year, so we won't be pulling the old episodes. We have people who are on day 200 right now and plugging along steadily, so we need to keep the old episodes up or we'll cut off the feed for any listeners who started late or who are moving at a different pace. While having them up may be confusing for some people, it's the only way we can serve all our listeners well, so please be patient with us as we try to do that. B, the old episodes are also a fail-safe for you. If your app is being glitchy and you don't get the download of the current day's episode, you can always scroll back to find it. It's still there. The content is the same. So we're keeping it up not just to help the people who are still moving through last year, but the people who have issues from this year as well. C, in most apps, there's a setting you can adjust that prompts the app to play the most recent episode first instead of playing things sequentially. Most apps that we know of feature that option, but of course we don't know all the apps and we don't have all the apps, so we don't know how to tell you how to do this in your app. So here's how you can find out how to adjust your settings in your particular podcatcher app. Do a web search for the name of your app and the phrase, how to play episodes newest first instead of sequentially. If you set your episodes to play newest first, you hopefully won't even see the old episodes at all, unless you need them, and then you can scroll back. Question number three. I signed up for the Bible Kneecap on Patreon, but haven't received it. First of all, thank you. This answer is also threefold. A, there are two separate $10 tiers in our Patreon. If you think you've signed up for the Bible Kneecap but haven't received it daily, please make sure you didn't accidentally sign up for the bonus content option, which is also $10. If you want to get both the Bible Kneecap, which comes daily, and the bonus content, which comes monthly, you can get them both for any tier starting at $15 or more. B, the Bible Kneecap is a private URL link. Not all podcatcher apps have this capability. Just like not all cars have trailer hitches. So if you want to know if your car has a trailer hitch, check out the link we've dropped in the show notes. It lists options for both Android and iPhone. You can also find this list in Patreon or by doing a web search. And if you don't know how to find the show notes, you can also do a web search for that. Some of the most popular apps people love to access both TBR and TBK are Podkicker on Android, Overcast on iPhone, or Apple Podcast when it's working. Again, we've linked to a list of podcatchers that support the private RSS link in the show notes, or you can do a web search for that. C, if you've signed up for the right tier and you have an app that can get our Patreon private URL and you're still not getting the Bible Kneecap daily, it's possible you haven't added the URL to your feed. To find your personal private URL, log into your Patreon membership, click on your profile, click Manage Memberships, click My Memberships, then click the Bible Recap, then look for the section that says Private RSS Link. Copy and paste it into any podcatcher that supports private RSS links. Now, the process of adding it to your podcatcher varies as well, and we don't know how to do it on all apps, but you can do a web search for that too. Just use the name of your app and the phrase, how to add a private RSS link. D, this is not part of the answer, but it's a good time to mention it. If you don't know what the Bible Kneecap is, it's our daily prayer podcast that corresponds to our daily Bible reading and recap. It's available through our Patreon only. You can find more info on the website at thebiblerecap.com or by clicking the Patreon link in the show notes. We also offered a free preview of this on January 1st, so you can give that a listen. Scroll back to find it. We've linked to it in the show notes as well. Question number 4. I'm having problems with the Bible app and or I can't get a check mark on the Bible app in our accountability group when I've done the reading. While we don't have any control over what happens in the Bible app, the word on the street is that they're aware of this checkmark problem and hope to fix it soon, but that they've got bigger fish to fry in the meantime. As for the coding that shows up for some of you on the Bible app notifications, you're welcome to contact them about that as well. Unfortunately, we at TBR don't have any way to adjust the coding on the Bible app plans. While we serve the same mission, we're separate companies with separate teams and priorities, and we're just trusting they'll tackle the most urgent things at the proper times. If you're having any other issues with the Bible app that we haven't addressed here, feel free to contact them through their app or their website and open a tech support ticket with them. They're very helpful and responsive from what we've heard. Question number 5. Are the daily devotionals in the Bible app the same every day? Yes and no. On some days, we've posted the animated video overviews of the books or sections we're about to read. But on other days, it's just our daily pre-reading prayer. The prayer is always the same and it's always there. I've been praying this prayer every day before I read my Bible for years, and it never stops helping me set my heart in the right space before I read. I believe God has used it and continues to use it to bear much fruit in my life, and I pray that's true for you too. So even though it may seem repetitive, we hope you won't skip it. Question number 6. Why can't I find the videos on YouTube? For a variety of reasons that I won't go into here, we're not posting new videos to YouTube. We've already uploaded all the episodes from last year, and that's what we'll be using on our YouTube page for the foreseeable future. There will be no new daily episodes there. Our YouTube page is youtube.com/thebiblerecap. You can search for that day's episode by its number, but you have to use the whole 3-digit number. So for day 5, you have to type in 005. For day 23, you have to search for day 023. We've also created a playlist with them listed in order, which should be helpful. We've linked to that in the show notes today. Question number 7. I ordered a printable journal and it hasn't arrived and or I can't open the file. Thank you for ordering it. We love it. If you can't find the journal, it's almost certainly in your spam folder. And be sure you're checking the spam folder of the email account you used when you ordered the journal. The email will come to you from a company called The Connection, Connextion. They're the distribution company we use for all our digital and physical merchandise. And if you're having trouble opening the file they send you, you can reply to the email they sent and they'll provide you with tech support. Only a small percentage of people seem to have issues with this, and we apologize if you're one of them. But ultimately, we know you're going to love that journal, so please don't be discouraged by the setbacks. Question number 8. What are you doing to adjust for leap year? And or why does my reading plan or printed journal only have 365 days or end on December 30th, not December 31st? You are correct. Both our reading plan and printable journals only have 365 days. It would be a massive undertaking to adjust both to fit the leap year. So here's how we're solving the problem of the extra day. Last year, we finished the Old Testament on September 30th and started the New Testament the next day on October 1st. We loved having a nice clean slate for anyone who wants to jump in for the New Testament, and that's how a lot of you ended up here anyway. You started on October 1st with the New Testament. We think October 1st is a really easy date to remember, so we want to start the New Testament on that day every year. But since we'll finish up the Old Testament on September 29th this year, a day earlier than last year, what will we do on September 30th? Just not read our Bibles that day? Don't be ridiculous. What we're encouraging you to do is to divide the reading for September 29th into 2 days. So it will cover September 29th and September 30th. That'll be day 273 in our reading plan, and it encompasses 4 chapters, Malachi 1 through 4. So you'll read Malachi 1 through 2 on September 29th and Malachi 3 through 4 on September 30th. Then you'll finish the Old Testament on September 30th. We'll be posting an Old Testament overview on September 30th, so you'll still have the daily episode from us on that day. Don't you worry. Then we'll start the New Testament together on October 1st, along with all your friends who didn't start with us in Genesis, but who will want to join you at that point after they've seen how much you've loved it. So that's how we're handling leap year. We're splitting the last day of the Old Testament in half at the end of September. Question number 9. You haven't addressed my problem. Where can I let you know about it? We've posted a lot of information in our FAQ highlight reel on Instagram and on the FAQ page of our website. So your first step is to please refer to those. We've linked to both of them in the show notes. Our Instagram is instagram.com/thebiblerecap, and you don't have to have an Instagram account or a smartphone to access it. When you go to our profile page, you'll see a little blue circle that says FAQ. That's our FAQ highlight reel. Click that and watch through them. We also regularly post updates to the stories section of our Instagram as well, since that's where the bulk of our listeners interact. You can watch our stories daily by clicking on the circle TBR profile picture on our Instagram profile. Stories expire in 24 hours, but we save the most important ones to our various highlight reels. Our website FAQ page is thebiblerecap.com/FAQ. If you don't find what you need on our Instagram or our website, please contact us through the website on the contact page. Most importantly, here's what you need to know. We're a very small team of people who appreciate you and want to help you, but we're not tech support. So we are almost never the best resource for actually getting you the help you need or in a timely manner, even though we really want to be able to help you. When you have a problem with a particular app or website, the best way to get you the help you need is to open a ticket with that particular app or website. Contact the platform where the problem exists. If you have a problem with our content or website, contact us. But if you have a problem with receiving our content, either contact your app or consider changing apps or both. If you have a problem with your plan on the Bible app, you can contact the Bible app or you can also use the printed plan on our website as a backup. And if you do need to reach us, the best way to reach out is via the contact page on our website. We know it's sometimes easier to send us a direct message on Instagram or to respond to posts on Instagram or Facebook or in the Patreon post or discussion group. But there are a few reasons that's not optimal and doesn't usually result in getting you the help you need that we want you to get. A, most of those things, including our social media, are primarily run by our volunteers. So far this year, they've been overwhelmed with trying to respond to thousands of tech questions, especially since very few of us are tech savvy. We aren't familiar with every app or phone or update, so we're limited in our ability to help you. We try, but we've been failing a lot because we're trying to solve problems for tech companies we know nothing about. So please forgive us for that. From now on, we'll just point you in the direction of those companies so they can help you best and quickly, instead of getting ill-fitted suggestions from us that we've only heard secondhand. B, please don't post a question or a problem in your review on your podcast app because we can't reply to you there with a solution. In some apps, it doesn't even show us your name. For almost every problem or question we've seen mentioned in a review, we actually have a solution, but we just have no way to get the solution to the person who has the problem or question. So, please email us with your problem or question. Remember, you can contact us through the website, thebiblerecap.com. We want to help. C, sometimes in order to solve your problems, we need to send you things. It's hard to do that through platforms that aren't email. And if you send us a DM on Instagram or Patreon, it might end up going to one of our volunteers. And while they're incredibly smart and kind and want to help you, they may not have all the latest info that our staff has. the best way for our staff to get you the help you need is to email us through the contact page on our website, thebiblerecap.com. On a related note, if it's a theological question, we have a different place to point you. We get lots of questions about God and the Bible across various platforms, and we wish we had the time to answer them all because those are our jam. But since we can't handle them all, we've created a fantastic Facebook discussion group. It's available to our Patreon members, and it's only $3 a month to join. That's 10 cents a day. You can get feedback from other listeners who are studying the Bible alongside you while also supporting the Bible Recap and keeping us moving along at full speed. And I just want to take a second to brag on that Facebook discussion group. Most of the things on Facebook do not appeal to me at all, but I've been in that group for over a year and I've never seen one negative thing. Everyone in that group is so encouraging. I love you guys. Okay, this has been a lot, I know, so thanks for hanging in there with us as we try to help as many of you as possible. Please know how grateful we are for your persistence and patience with us. Please forgive us if we failed you or if any of this information comes across in a way that sounds harsh or frustrated. We're not frustrated. We just want to help you. Please bear with us in our growing pains. We honestly had no idea how many thousands of you would be joining us this year, and it's our greatest joy to get to walk alongside you in this. We're sorry there have already been so many obstacles in the way, and we're asking God to resolve them or remove them so that there are no more distractions between you and your efforts to get to know Him better through His Word. We're thrilled to be on mission with you, and we'll see you early tomorrow morning, perhaps in your fresh new Podcatcher app. The Bible Recap is brought to you by D Group, discipleship and Bible study groups that meet in homes and churches around the world each week.